Jeremiah 51, verse 54 through 52, 34. Listen, hear the cry of Babylon, the sound of great destruction from the land of the Babylonians. For the Lord is destroying Babylon. He will silence her loud voice. Waves of enemies pound against her. The noise of battle rings through the city. Destroying armies come against Babylon. Her mighty men are captured, and their weapons break in their hands. For the Lord is a God who gives just punishment. He always repays in full. I will make her officials and wise men drunk, along with her captains, officers, and warriors. They will fall asleep and never wake up again, says the king, whose name is the Lord of Heaven's Armies. This is what the Lord of the Heaven's Armies says. The thick walls of Babylon will be leveled to the ground, and her massive gates will be burned. The builders from many lands have worked in vain, for their work will be destroyed by fire. The prophet Jeremiah gave his message to Sariah, son of Neriah, and grandson of Messiah, a staff officer. When Sariah went to Babylon with King Zedekiah of Judah, this was during the fourth year of Zedekiah's reign. Jeremiah had recorded on the scroll all the terrible disasters that would soon come upon Babylon, all the words written here. He said to Sariah, "When you get to Babylon, read aloud everything on this scroll. Then say, 'Lord, you have said that you will destroy Babylon so that neither people nor animals will remain there. She will lie empty and abandoned forever.' When you have finished reading the scroll, tie it to a stone and throw it into the Euphrates River. And say, 'In this way, same way, Babylon and her people will sink, never to rise again, because of the disasters I will bring upon her.'" And this is the end of Jeremiah's messages. Chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king and reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. His mother was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah from Libna. Zedekiah did what was evil in the Lord's sight, just as Jehoiakim had done. These things happened because of the Lord's anger against the people of Jerusalem and Judah, until finally he banished them from his presence and sent them into exile. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. So on January 15th, during the ninth year of Zedekiah's reign, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon led his entire army against Jerusalem. They surrounded the city, built siege ramps against its walls. Jerusalem was kept under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah's reign. Let's see. 9th to 11th. Okay. By July 18th, in the 11th year of Zedekiah's reign, the famine in the city had become very severe, and the last of the food was entirely gone. Then a section of the city's walls was broken down, and the soldiers all fled. Since the city was surrounded by the Babylonians, they waited for nightfall. Then they slipped through the gate between the two walls behind the king's garden and headed toward the Jordan Valley. But the Babylonian troops chased King Zedekiah and caught him in the plains of Jericho, for his men had all deserted him and scattered. They took him to the king of Babylon at Riblah in the land of Hamath. There the king of Babylon pronounced judgment upon Zedekiah. He made Zedekiah watch as they slaughtered his sons and all the other officials of Judah. And they gouged out Zedekiah's eyes, bound him in bronze chains, and led him away to Babylon. Zedekiah remained there in prison until the day of his death. On August 17th of that year, which was the 19th year of King Zedekiah's reign, King Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, and an official of the Babylonian king arrived in Jerusalem. He burned down the temple, the royal palace, and all the houses of Jerusalem. He destroyed all the important buildings in the city. Then he supervised the entire Babylon army as they tore down the walls of Jerusalem on every side. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, then took as exile some of the poorest of the people. The rest of the people who remained in the city, the defectors who had declared their allegiance to King Babylon, and the rest of the craftsmen. But Nebuzaradan allowed some of the poorest people to stay behind in Judah to care for the vineyards and fields. The Babylonians broke up the bronze pillars in front of the Lord's temple, the bronze water carts, and the great bronze basin called the sea, and they carried all the bronze away to Babylon. They also took all the ash buckets, shovels, lamp snuffers, basins, dishes, and all the other bronze officers used for making sacrifices at the temple. Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, also took the small bowls, incense burners, basins, pots, lampstands, dishes, bowls used for liquid offerings, and all the other articles made of pure gold or silver. The weight of the bronze from the two pillars, the sea with the 12 bronze oxen beneath it, and the water carts was too great to be measured. These things had been made for the Lord's temple in the days of King Solomon. Each of the pillars was 27 feet tall and 18 feet in circumference. They were hollow with walls 3 inches thick. The bronze capital on top of each pillar was 7.5 feet high and was decorated with a network of bronze permanganates all the way around. There were 96 permanganates on the sides and a total of 100 on the network on top. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took with him as prisoners Sariah the high priest, Zephaniah the priest of the second rank, and the three chief gatekeepers. And from among the people still hiding in the city, he took an officer who had been in charge of the Judean army, 7 of the king's personal advisors, the army commander's chief secretary, who was in charge of recruitment, and 60 other citizens. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them all to the king of Babylon at Riblah. There at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, the king of Babylon had them all put to death. So the people of Judah were sent into exile from their land. The number of captives taken to Babylon in the 7th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign was 3,023. Then in Nebuchadnezzar's 18th year, he took 832 more. In Nebuchadnezzar's 23rd year, he sent Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, who took 745 more, a total of 4,600 captives in all. In the 37th year of the exile of King Jehoiachin of Judah, evil Merodach ascended to the Babylonian throne. He was kind to Jehoiachin and released him from prison in March 31st of that year. He spoke kindly to Jehoiachin and gave him a higher place than all the other exiled kings in Babylon. He supplied Jehoiachin with new clothes to replace his prison garb and allowed him to dine in the king's presence for the rest of his life. So the Babylonian king gave him a regular food allowance as long as he lived, and this continued until the day of his death. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient and always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we'd done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of His grace, He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. This is a trustworthy statement. Saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial to everyone. Do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in quarrels of fights about obedience to Jewish laws. These things are useless and a waste of time. People are causing divisions among you. Give a first and a second warning. After that, have nothing to do with them. For people like that have turned away from the truth and their own sins condemn them. I'm planning to send another, either Artemis or Tychicus to you. As soon as one of them arrives, do your best to meet at Nicopolis, for I have decided to stay there for the winter. Do everything you can to help Zenas the lawyer and Apollos with their trip. See that they are given everything they need. Our people must learn to do good by meeting the urgent needs of others, then they will not be unproductive. Everybody here sends greetings. Please give my greetings to the believers, all who love us. May God's grace be with you. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 18 and 19. Just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, "Oh, I was only joking."